The federal education law sets what many say is an impossible standard, that 100% of students tested in reading and math must reach grade level by 2014. Reg Weaver, president of the National Education Association, says that entire mission is underfunded.
And that funding crisis is something that is going unnoticed and not being discussed. When you think about what has happened for the past 25 years, all of the committee and commission reports have come forth with recommendations on just part of the education puzzle. Those recommendations primarily have focused on standards, assessment, and accountability.
Weaver and Representative Ron Kind say reading and math scores aren't broad enough. Schools should be able to include graduation, dropout, and college enrollment rates, or tests in science, government, and writing as measures of success. Kind says he'd go further and require 2.5 hours a week of physical education in elementary schools and nearly 4 hours in middle and high schools.
Reg Weaver here was talking about having multiple standards of measurements in that, including physical education as a part of that basket of measurements. That's what we're trying to work into the bill right now.
Kind's Fit Kids Act would offer grants to schools who focus in school and at home on health issues relating to obesity and bad habits that lead to chronic illness. It remains to be seen whether Congress will add new benchmarks or whether it'll find a way to lower what's being called the unrealistic standard for 2014 without appearing to leave some children behind. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.